Yeah, we're really at about the finish line for on-time registration, meaning that, you know, Thursday, August 11th is the last day for athletes to register to be able to participate on the first day of practice, which is Monday, August 15th. You know, we will register well over 300 different individual athletes for our fall sports alone, and the reality is many families wait until the final couple days, so it's a lot to process coming in the last minute, which is why we don't accept any on Friday. It's a pretty labor-intensive process to spot check all those, particularly the health concerns and other things. So we don't accept any on Friday, so if you want to be ready for the first day on the 15th, you have to have it in on Thursday. Now, we will accept registrations late, starting on the 15th. It just means that an athlete wouldn't typically be able to practice on the day that they register. You know, they'll just be a day or two late to the season. But HastingsAthletics.org is the website that houses all that information. There's a registration tab right at the top. Everything happens online. The only thing that doesn't is if you need to submit an updated physical. Those are due once every 3 years. That's the only thing that doesn't happen via the registration portal. You would need to email that in or drop it off or mail it in person. But otherwise, everything happens via that web portal, and we think it's pretty easy for families and students on that end.
Yeah, you have you got a town hall meeting coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we're trying something a little bit different, targeted at our incoming ninth grade sport parents, those that may have a student athlete coming into our high school athletic program for the first time, or maybe it's a second or third child, but it's their first athlete, or it's been a few years since they've played a sport, or it's their first time fall sport. But yeah, it's really just to try to provide a little bit more in-depth look at what our philosophy is, a little bit more about our culture, and help connect them to resources and just understand how things work, you know, how we do things here. So folks get things digitally in video form. They get things in print form. This is an in-person option, right? A little bit more laid back. I'm going to facilitate it myself. I certainly have some timely topics that I'll share, but I'll also open up the questions. So we're targeting it, as I said, at parents of incoming ninth graders or new students, but it is open to anyone. But yeah, a little bit more information has been sent out to all of our families, but that's happening August 10th here at the high school in the lecture hall. People were encouraged to pre-register just so we had a little bit of a feel for the size of the audience, but walk-ins are certainly acceptable and start at 6:30.
Yeah, and obviously you've mentioned to me before that, you know, you sit down with all your coaches before the season starts just to kind of gauge an interest or an idea of what they're looking for this year. Have you had that meeting? And if so, what are you hearing about how the teams are going to be here this fall?
Yeah, the preseason prep happens a few different ways. You know, when you think about the fall specifically, which is where we're at, I'll meet with all of our fall head coaches in particular as one group for one meeting, kind of some general info that applies to all of them. And then I do meet with each of them one-on-one, which is we've got a pretty intense development process, and we really want to be good partners and supporting their growth and helping everybody stay on the same page philosophically. And then we also will do an all coaches meeting, meaning every coach, every sport, every level. We do that later in the week here, this week in August, right before fall sports starts. So we come at it a few different ways, but when it comes to the sport specific conversations, I'm just really, really excited about where we're at. I mean, in the fall alone, we do have three brand new head coaches who are or first-time coaches in their role in our school, and then we've got some really quality veterans. So it's a dynamic mix of kind of fresh energy and some real rock stars in terms of representing our culture well. But we focus on a lot of different things, staying centered on their purpose and looking outward in terms of how we're going to be able to serve our kids. And competitive potential is just one part of the conversation. I think our first primary goal is to get as many kids out as possible, to return and retain as many kids as possible that played the year before, and I think in both those aspects we're going to be in a really, really good, healthy spot. I think to a team, I think if I had to generalize on behalf of all of them, I think each sport has a couple positions or a couple kids that are high-flying veteran returners that they know that they can count on, are pretty established, yet they've got some big question marks at some other positions or in some other roles, which is probably no different than most high schools, right? You turn over a lot of kids each year. So there's some excitement because it's all about opportunity, right, to see what kids can step forward and how teams can coalesce. And it's really a lot of fun when you're kind of emotionally and literally undefeated, this time of the year. So they're all excited, which is great. They should be.
Yeah, and I was thinking that kind of leads into my next question. Was I imagine the excitement level not just to get back at it with high school sports, but to have the school year starting up again. I imagine the excitement level is pretty high.
really high. And, you know, athletics are really kind of a school within a school, right? They've got kind of their own schedule and their own timing and their own coaching, you know, leadership group and all those type of things. But they really are the most accessible and visible parts of your school system, right? They really kind of define the pulse of your building. And the fall is a really critical time because kids will be in their fall sport for a full 3 weeks before we have our first day of school. So for someone in my role, you know, the school that I represent, quote unquote, opens on Monday. You know, we'll have 40 plus coaches and almost 350 kids in session, you know, right off the bat. Many of those sports practicing twice a day for the first 3 or 4 days. So that just brings, again, a lot of positive energy to the swimming pool, you know, to the cross country courses, to the volleyball court, the fields, the turf. I mean, it's just a lot of action happening at once. And wherever you go, you know, the tennis court, Todd Field, you know, you drive by the building, you're likely to see kids out competing and some type of training session almost any time of day for the next 3 weeks. So it's a lot of fun to get it started, and our coaches and kids also recognize that they have a huge responsibility, you know, to start the year positive, to start the year with great work ethic, to start the year with a healthy sense of camaraderie, because if they do it well, it really carries over into the school building once school starts. And so they really embrace that, which is an awesome part of this year for sure.
Yeah, we've actually, I was approached yesterday that there's been some questions about if the ticketing process for sports has changed at all for this year. Is it going to be the same as it has been?
Yeah, for the most part, the one significant change is that ticket prices have gone up $1 per ticket. So instead of $6 for adults and $4 for students and seniors, they're going to $7 and $5. One of the primary reasons for that is we're incurring a lot of extra expenses to make sure that our efficiency and security within the online system is working well. And so that's a subtle change, although it's the first change in, boy, many, many years. So I think people can understand and respect why. But what's not changing is that we're totally cashless. And so folks, their option to purchase tickets is online in advance or online at the door through their phone. Or at least at Hastings High School events, you can use a credit or debit card at the door as well. But certainly would advocate for folks to purchase in advance. It's just the most efficient, effective way to do it. And I also want to remind people that you can purchase a season pass. And the word season pass is a little bit misleading in the sense that the season pass affords you entry into all of our home games for all of our sports for all of our seasons. So it's really kind of a school year pass. But it's just tremendous value. As an example, one adult pass is $80. So by the time you come to your, you know, eighth, ninth event, you start coming out ahead. So if you've got kids that play multiple sports, multiple kids that play a sport, or you're just a fan that knows you're going to attend a lot of games, that's just a great value and a great option for you. There's also the adult plus pass, which is one adult plus two students. So if you've got families with little kids or families with a lot of kids, that's a great way to kind of spread the value out too, because we want people there, you know. We want people seeing their neighbors and friends and supporting their community teams, and that's a great way to do it. So again, more information can always be found on the website, hastingsathletics.org, and if you hover over that athletic department tab, you'll see an admissions to events link, and that gives you all the information you need.